That's what I would usually take for a prayer request. So
that's a 20. We'll see. I always like to pack it in as much as I can. We're going to just be encouraged in the Word of God, probably, hopefully, without too much comment. Let's go to Psalm 96. And then, as you know, we're going to try and just share a little ministry update, talk about Emmaus mostly, and just explain kind of what we're doing, like as a family, and how we're serving the Lord. So Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. And I wonder what singing to the Lord a new song is. And it's something to think about. What does that mean? Like today, you can sing to the Lord a new song. Because the Lord is real. He's alive. He's powerful. He is your shepherd. And he's guiding you day by day. And he's doing things in your life. So every day, his Lord's mercies are new every single day. And he wants to show his power in our lives every day. And so every day we could sing to the Lord a new song. And that can be lots more meditation can be thought on that. It says, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, or ascribe to the Lord. O families of the people, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. What is due him? What would he want? What would he desire? And we know in John chapter 4, the Lord seeks worshipers. The Lord seeks worshipers. That's what the Lord is looking for. And Scotty had a good message there on worship about the bowing down and service. What could we possibly ever give him? But he is seeking worshipers. So give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering. Come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. You know the Lord reigns? The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. We don't really have to worry about chemtrails, AI. It's the Lord is in control. He reigns. Like he is over all. I wonder if I have I can show a picture. It's not my thing's not ready, eh? Or will it? I'm waiting for this thing to click in here. No? Give it some time. Negative. Nothing. Well, the Lord is in control, eh? Well, I have this picture of, you can imagine, remember that story of Elisha when he's down there on earth and he's looking up and he's like, the servant is, that story of the servant asking, what are we going to do? The army's surrounding. Elisha says, oh, greater is he, you know, with us than with them. And there's only two of them. So how could that be? And then Elisha's like, well, open their eyes, open his eyes that he may see. And then so then the heaven gets like unraveled before him. Then he sees the angelic armies greater in number than any force on earth. And the Lord on, in my mind, the Lord's on the throne, his chariot above he's the Lord of armies. He's the God with all the backup. And so he is in control, and he is over all, above all principality and power, might and dominion. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess where we are? It says we are in him, and in the gospel, you know, we've been talking a lot about being crucified with Christ, and that's a fact. It's a positional fact. It's a positional fact that we're resurrected in him. We're buried in him. We're resurrected in him. And that's amazing. Praise the Lord. May we live that practically. But it's as far as God's concerned, it's a done deal. We just have to believe it, reckon ourselves, be who we are, reckon ourselves as resurrected with him. We're walking in newness of life. But also, it's not only that. It's that we're ascended with him. Like judicially, as far as God is concerned, we're ascended. Remember it says we're seated with him in the heavenly places? We're ascended with him, and that's a part of the gospel. And there's one of the Emmaus courses, Plant My Feet on Higher Ground. It's really like an explains sanctification like so well. It's such a good book. I don't think the devil would want you to read it. It talks about us being ascended above the devil's realm. We have his authority. He gave all things like to his body, the church, you know, all things under his feet. And so we're with him in the heavenlies. We're ascended with him above all. But not only that, in the gospel, Pentecost has come down into the believer. We're baptized into the body. And so we have the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives too. And so this is all coming from that verse, the Lord reigns and the world is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. So what? Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. I wonder if those have meanings, right? I know that, yes, all creation will be redeemed in a coming day, that the Lord reconciled the world to himself and all creation groans waiting that adoption. He's going to fix it all. And so literally the trees will be joyful and the sea will roar. But I also wonder if there's some symbology there, whatever, like with the sea being like maybe Gentile nations or the trees being rulers or regardless, there's going to be great rejoicing when he judges the world righteously. And for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and his people and the peoples with his truth. So I apologize for the slideshow. I don't know. I guess I'll just use it as talking. It might be too distracting anyways. Just wanted to share a little bit about Emmaus. Kind of what we're doing and explain it a little bit. So there's a few verses. Luke 24:32 says, did our not heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? The Lord Jesus, that's what we want. We want people and us, me, to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, an intimate personal relationship, and have our hearts burn as we read the word of God and get to know him. And in Acts 8, there's a verse that says, do you understand what you are reading? How can I unless someone guides me? We need help understanding the Word of God. Yes, we have the Holy Spirit, but we need teachers. We need other people to disciple us and teach us. And so that's the purpose of Emmaus, is to come alongside people, help them learn the Word of God. And also the Bible says to be diligent, to present yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be shamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. So we need to be students of the Word. And we get to know the Word, we get to know the Lord. And the mission of Emmaus is to encourage people of all ages across Canada this is Emmaus, Canada, to read, study, and enjoy and apply the Word of God. How is this done? Well, it's done through printed Bible courses. It's done through discipleship correspondence. It's not about selling books. The last thing we want to do is just sell a book or a course. We'd rather not do that. We only really want to do that if we're going to help with discipleship relationships. Maybe you buy a few courses in your own small group or one another person, or the Lord knows. It's for a group setting, or at least discipleship happens. But we want to establish relationships via mail, email, social media, or in person. And there's also postal Bible studies. So I'll just show you a few things here. Out on the table, there's the catalog of all the courses, and they're available in print. So that's the catalog of all the courses. And then this is a little brochure that explains a little bit about Emmaus, Canada. And also on here, there's a little link to our email address to sign up for the Emmaus, Canada newsletter. So I'm going to grab one of those. We also do the postal Bible study. So I really encourage this for elementary age children. Every single elementary aged child that you know should be doing this. There's no reason why not. It's totally free. We believe that the ministry will expand, and we have faith for it. We're going to call into existence basically things that aren't by faith, and encourage discipleship relationships, encourage people to get to know the Lord better. Who doesn't need to get to know the Lord better, right? So this is PBS. That's what this brochure is. There's some at the back, and so it just explains that you can get it by mail. The postal Bible studies, it has a little picture, and then so you can sign up with that QR code, and it's free, comes in the mail once a month for children to learn the Word of God. And also there is a digital app version, which is super exciting, because let's be honest, as much as we don't want them on a phone, hey, it's helpful sometimes for them to be on a screen. And if you need to do that, they might as well learn about who the Lord is, right? So it says that it helps them memorize Scripture, listen to Bible stories read to you, interact with Bible characters while increasing your score and unlocking new levels and activities. That's the Sun School app. So, and there's them cards, promotional cards for that. So there's PBS. There's also resource distribution. So there's the Bible courses, but up in Englehart, there's a library full of books, booklets, study guides, and discipleship workbooks. If you're looking for a study for men's group or just want to do one-on-one study with somebody, ladies' studies, there's not only the Emmaus courses, but lots of other resources. And then, of course, we've talked about a lot. This is the card that we talked about. It. This is where you can download the app for free. And so I just want to explain a little bit between Emmaus Canada and Emmaus Worldwide. I know there could be some confusion. Emmaus Canada is entirely independent from Emmaus Worldwide. Emmaus Worldwide used to be like ECS, Emmaus Correspondence School, and it used to be Emmaus International. It's rebranded now to Emmaus Worldwide. We run differently they have no jurisdiction or structural overlap. Only we report stats to them. But there's collaborative support. It's especially collaborative because we work together with the app. Emmaus Worldwide controls and manages the app. And the app was created and developed by ZAM, Central African Missions. And they were using it as a tool in Africa. And it was just going so well. Then they gave the app to Emmaus Worldwide to use and distribute all around the world. And each country is like autonomous in its own responsibility for the Emmaus work. And so Canada is, we're responsible for our own country, which makes sense. We can take responsibility. I know it starts in our neighborhood and then it goes out from there, but we have a vision for Canada. And so my responsibility is for the development and administration and promotion of the Emmaus app in Canada, including marketing English courses. So I'm hoping to kind of explain that a little bit. Officially, it's Emmaus Correspondence Center of Canada. That's the official name. It's registered as a non-soliciting corporation, meaning we do not appeal for donations. It's a volunteer-led ministry. Everyone involved is a self-supporting volunteer, and God has provided over the last 80 years. God's been faithful. And they hold, we hold tenaciously to Peter especially in the ministry, tenaciously that God's work done God's way will never lack God's supply. I just found it interesting that Peter's testimony, and it's just nice to know these things, there's a separation of finances. Ministry finances are entirely separate from personal support. So Peter is supported by the Lord through the generosity of his people. And is committed to never borrow money or go in debt. And we remember the story of how the building was all put together in Englehart, debt-free. So praise the Lord for that. And so just want to explain a little bit about what Blair and I do and together as a family. And we're commended to the work of the Lord, wherever the Lord may take us in his service. And we're commended by West Bank Bible Chapel in BC. We're officially like a mission MSC Canadian Ministry Associate. MSC is recognized that there's a lot more need in Canada for missionary work. And of course, we believe that the local church is the priority. And everything that we do in ministry should ultimately build up the local church, because that is where the Lord is building. He's working. The gates of hell should not prevail again. You know, it's the temple of the living God. And so we're hoping that whatever we do is going to be building the local church up. So right now, as you may be hopefully know by now, I work with Peter Kerr with Emmaus Canada as the main responsibility. Also, I've been working, trying to work with Gospel Text Mission, Lighthouse Harbor Ministries, and also trying to help out a little bit at Harvest House, downtown Charlottetown, which actually is in need of someone to kind of take over that ministry. And I don't think I can do that at this point with my commitments with Emmaus. But I know that that's a need, so that's something that you might want to think about praying about. The Lord to raise up, because that's a real good ministry in town. So why is this that we get this privilege and honor to be a commended worker? And to be honest, it's all by the grace of God. I think about these verses right here in 1 Corinthians 15:9. For I am the least of the apostles. I'm not worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. You know, I'm swimming in the grace of God. I'm basking in the grace of God. There's waves of grace. And just you could pray that whatever grace is put on me and us as a family, that would not ever be in vain. That would not be in vain. But it says, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. So that's a prayer request, and that's just how I feel. It's all by the grace of God, and I believe that God chooses the weak. He uses the weak things of the world, and he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And so all glory would go to him. And that's God chooses the weak. That's what the Bible says. And so family and homeschooling, just a little bit of an update. Blair's homeschooling. She's a classical conversations tutor. Vivian's interested in the guitar and the piano, and the boys are playing baseball this spring. So I encourage you all to come out and watch some games. It's actually be a sweet testimony. It's all Sherwood families that are playing baseball, right? So it'll be a good opportunity to be a testimony on the ball diamond. So you're welcome to contact Blair if you want to be on the regular update for when and where the games are. There's going to be a lot of them, so it'll be fun. So I have some slides on the app. I'm just going to, you know, it's global. I can't, as time is slipped away. I got to skip over to the mentoring. So, I can't show you. We're still, oh man, too bad. Well, I wanted to show you the back end. I guess you can come over and I'll have to show you the back end of it and how we can interact with the students. It's pretty cool to see. And you can see the map worldwide. Almost like the whole map is filled with people doing the Emmaus online. And I'm trying to mentor in English. I'm trusting the Lord that lots more people in Canada will start doing the courses, and it'll be like a snowball effect. Over the last few years, it's really gone like the increase of users, but it's not only like we just want new users, but it's also like maintaining the users that are already there. A lot of people just do the first two courses and then they kind of don't know, but we need to kind of help mentor them and push them along so that they continue on. And there's lots of testimonies of going in and just trying to encourage. And then there's a lot of testimonies of people growing. And you just probably have to take my word for that for now. But I'm happy to show that to you if you want to invite me over. And you can come over anytime, have some coffee, and I'll show you that. For gospel text mission, the Lord seems to be providing the signage, the printing. What we're wanting to do is we're waiting on artwork. We're just in the status with that. We're waiting on artwork to send to the printers. And then we want to put the new signs out on where they're located now, and then take the old signs off, refurbish them, and then find a new spot for the refurbished signs. So it'll just be an upgrade with all those you must be born again signs. And then that could be a kind of a model that we could use across Canada as well for the highway signs, just to kind of update all the gospel signs across our beloved nation. And for Lighthouse Harbor, it seems to be a closed door at the official port for now. There didn't seem to be much favor there, but there's no reason why we can't go off port property and maybe set up a little gospel table when the cruise ships are here, like between like the port property and like Peaks Key. There's a lot of people that walk through. There's no reason why we can't set up, I don't think right now, there's no reason why we can't set up a little table there and see what kind of interactions. But we can pray for in favor with like the port authority, because they actually are missing out on like blessing a lot of crew if we had like an open door there. So I'm just kind of scoping that out for Mr. Hannah. And there's also, I've traveled a lot, and some of you wonder where I'm traveling. Like I'm visiting, I'm trying to encourage his sheep hear his voice, and he knows them, and they follow. And just trying as best as a poor sinner can do that. I just want to mention a couple of things. I visited the Gaspé. I know that there's a big prayer request in the Gaspé region with helping Mark Galbois in New Carlisle. And Bob and Mark McGregor are really looking to step down from that. And so somebody needs to step into that role. It's like a real pastoral care role at New Carlisle Assembly. But they also own a Bible camp there, Fairhaven Bible Camp. And they're wanting to really invest in that camp too. But it's a small assembly and it's mostly old people. So there's a real need, especially if someone was like a preacher or teacher that kind of a pastoral role. If someone was gifted in that way, that'd be a place. It's a real mission field there. It's a pretty big prayer request. And I just wanted to mention that. I also wanted to mention, I went up to Northern Ontario. There's a big need up there and amongst the assemblies up there, a huge need. And Dorothy and Eunice Free, they're amazing women that are doing Bible studies, especially Eunice Free. You may have heard of her. She edits Uplook books, and she's editing and writing the Ethnos Discipleship 101 material. So she's doing a lot of these Bible studies, like tons of them, and they're seeing real fruit. They're seeing real growth in these Bible studies. And Eunice is just, if you have a chance to meet her, and if you want to learn about how she's doing Bible studies, I wanted to like mention her. And that might be someone that you want to get to know. And then just for PEI, we want a vision for PEI. How are we reaching the island here? You know, we have camp, and we're excited about that. And we're doing Old Home Week, and we're super excited to be involved with that. And what is the real vision among the body of Christ to reach the island? We know the Lord's at work. We want to be involved with what He's doing. Anyways, I know I've taken way too much time. Father, we just.